you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. It is Thursday, July 30th. I am Dave. That is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil, the one-hour internet radio show all about paranormal and whatever else we can find our way into. tonight's show, we're going to do a recap of last weekend's events. Hello, Michelle Williams. Hello, Eric. Thank you, buddy. I knew you'd like it. There are only four of these in the world. One of them is right here. Last weekend's events at the Thaddeus Stevens Log Cabin in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, the bash was canceled due to COVID concerns. But most of our friends in the paranormal said, the hell with that, we're going anyway. So we all kind of met up in Gettysburg. And welcome in, Hetty. Welcome in, Holly. And as we always do, Jim secured the Thaddeus Stevens cabin for us, as we always do during the bash weekend. And welcome in, Jerry. And we did some investigating. We kept it light. We kept it short. We kept it simple. Nothing too in-depth. Welcome in, Mike Simpson. And I would say the energies were really subdued this past weekend.
Not really. Maybe it worked for us.
Yeah.
But overall, I talked to maybe a dozen different paranormal groups who went here, who went there. And like anything, it was mixed. But yeah, that was pretty intense in a lot of areas.
Well, I know, at least for us at the Thaddeus Stevens place.
It was at the Stevens house.
Very reserved.
It was very subdued over what it had been, and really limited. Yes, no, I agree with that. But like I ran into a group from Raleigh, North Carolina, that had come up, and they were going the whole period. They had this and that,
right.
And you know, a lot of the commercial places open. And some were really stupid. There was this one, it's a farmhouse on the battlefield.
Like the Davis Stewart farm or something like that.
Nothing. I mean, they got virtually nothing.
Bucket.
But then again, there was another spot. There was some group there that has, like, Paranormal Plus. So it's supposed to be more intense, I guess, a longer period.
Okay.
And they were somewhere, I forget where she said now, but they're most... inexperienced member of the group. They're novice. Some targeted that. The girl got really sick. It was the only one in their group. Got really sick. They had a lot of activity. They were picking up on negative activity, but they couldn't get a clear measure of what it was or what it was about. And they were actually, this is Sunday, the day after, they were taking up their emergency care.
Wow.
Because she was having projectile vomiting. She had a lot
of... I know what all that is.
Yeah.
I've been there.
So, yeah, I said, wow, that was pretty wild.
Did you hear from anyone who actually went to the Haldeman on Saturday?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I hadn't heard anybody from that.
Okay, I don't know. If any of the viewers were part of that group that went over to the Haldeman on Saturday, let us know how that was.
And there were a bunch of people out and about on the battlefield, and they were getting some stuff.
Okay.
I heard from a number of people.
Okay. See, who else is in? We've got Linda Bird's in. Welcome, Linda. Colette, welcome. Mike Lapp, what's going on?
It was a nice turnout, though. I mean, a lot of people...
Oh, these, Mike? You have your... I'm sorry, Jim. You have your standard metric hex keys and then your star keys. Just tools. That's all that is. Tools. I take stuff apart and find out what's wrong and put it back together, and I use those. So, what were you saying, Jim?
Said, the battlefield was pretty active. A lot of people made a point of getting out on the battlefield and doing some small investigations despite the heat. And I got reports back from them that they got some interesting stuff.
Okay, apparently Daniel told Holly that the Hogman was pretty good. So, no tech, Mike. And yes, Eric, I agree. There was a really good turnout this weekend in Gettysburg. And I really think that was good for Pam and Steve as far as lifting their spirits. I know they were both really, not to mention the fact they were sick, they were really down in the dumps because having the cancer and everything, but...
it was the right thing.
It was the right thing. Welcome in, Dwayne. Yeah, it was definitely the right thing. But I think all their paranormal family coming in like they did, I really think that kind of lifted them up a little bit.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, what a matter of just not being able to have the bash, but not being able to...
Open the store.
Deal with...
Not being able to see anybody,
sure.
Right. So, but we made the best of it. We ran solo X's and Tascams and digital recorders. Eric said he picked up a total of 4 string of hitchhikers as well in Gettysburg. Yeah, I know, I was one of them, and you saved me from very embarrassing moment with that one, Eric, so I appreciate my friend.
You saved me a couple blocks, too. That was very much appreciated.
So, Jim has gone through just a couple of audio clips from the Thaddeus Stevens this past weekend, and he's picked up a few.
No, what we found when we were there, we really had got nothing on the history, Civil War area. Thaddeus Stevens never really picked up that he was around. But on, I think it was, Friday night, it was late. It was about 1 o'clock. We really hadn't been getting much. And we, you know how you get a little giddy sometimes and joking around. So I started initiating. I was thinking Thaddeus Stevens was so involved with the plight of blacks in America that maybe if I started asking some questions related to what's going on in the country right now, then I might get some responses. So that's what I did. And to my surprise, we started getting some responses on that. Now, most of that's on the... Phasma box, and I haven't even started flying on those, but I know from when we were doing it, we have responses, so I'll be probably over the weekend putting that stuff on our site. But yeah, we were asking, we got the name George Floyd a couple times, you know, at least the one I played here, I heard George Floyd, other people didn't say they thought so, but we heard that. I got a couple replies from the spirits of the house. It seemed to be interested with that, but nothing on the history, which is very out of character.
Very out of character, indeed. But that's not to say that there was no activity. I got there about 3:15 on Thursday, and by about 4:30-ish, I had brought all the equipment in and put some stuff away, and I was laying on the little couch in the front parlor, and I reached for the remote to turn the TV on, and I changed my mind. I said, you know, no, I'm just going to lay here and listen and feel the house. It's been a year. I would just kind of reassimilate to the house and the energy of the house. And within a few minutes of just laying there, something started rubbing my head like this. And at first, I just kind of thought it was a fly, and I swatted at it. And then it kept doing it again. And then as I went to swat again, it hit me. I didn't hear anything buzzing around. I mean, to get to here, it's got to go past where my ear is. Otherwise, I would have seen it. And I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I checked the house, and not to say there weren't any flies there, but I didn't find them. So I attribute that to spirit letting me know it was around, and so I acknowledged it. And then about 20 minutes later, I put my bags up in my room upstairs, and while I was up there, I clearly heard a woman in the kitchen area talking. It was not long, maybe a sentence or two, and it was too faint for me to make out what she said, but it was definitely a female voice, and it was not a child. It was at minimum mid-20s, I would say, and I knew I was the only one in the house. So, I mean, it was definitely there. It could have been residual. Like I said, I didn't hear any voice answer it back. And it just said its piece and went about its way. So, I have no idea what that was. But it was definitely there, and there was activity. Jim, did you pick up any personal experiences while you were there?
I heard a few disembodied voices. They were pretty clear. I couldn't really determine what they were saying. And then we had that experience at the door. Remember the knock?
Yeah. Jim was sitting in the dining area at the head of the table, opposite side of the room from where the door to the kitchen from outside is. And I was, again, laying on that couch, dozing in and out. And I knew that Ernie and Jim Houston were on their way over to see the house. And I heard a distinct on the back door, and I could actually hear the rattle of the panes of glass in the settings there. And assuming that was Ernie and Jim, I got up and walked to the back door and opened it. And much to my surprise, when I opened it, Jim and Ernie were there, but they were all the way at the other end of the yard. They had just come through the gate, so they were nowhere near the door to have knocked on it. So something knocked to let us know that they were there, and I got to the door and opened it just as they entered the backyard. So that was very cool indeed.
So, yeah, like I said, it was very atypical of what we've experienced there in the past. Now, I know from the owner of the place, once the COVID hit, so we're talking March, April, May, everything shut down. I mean, they had everybody canceled. So it probably wasn't until late June before they got the first people coming in to stay there. So, you know, I don't know if that affected what's going on there. There had not been many people there at the house prior. So,
Welcome in, Theo. Welcome in, Patty and Becky. Yeah, and Susan, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the activity was there, but it was on a much smaller scale than we've been used to in the past. I don't know if that was because maybe the lack of tourism has kept the energy in the town itself low. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Although, like Steve's telling us, at the lookout house with its couple-week closure, activity's going off the wall. It's like the orbs are in broad daylight going around looking for people. So, I don't know. I guess this is all something new. We haven't looked to do something like this before.
Hopefully we don't again. But like I said, Jim did pop through a couple. And we'll get into those tonight and listen and let you guys hear and see what you think you're hearing, if anything. I know I've listened to one of them, and I definitely heard something, and it was different than what Jim heard, but I definitely heard something. And that's the beauty of ITC.
Yeah, I did do on Sunday afternoon, I was invited over to Farnsworth House with Rob and Nikki, and they had a lady came in too from a North Carolina based group, and we spent a couple hours in the basement of the Farnsworth House, and we got some interesting stuff. We were getting some audio. We also were visually seeing. They were messing around with the door leading into the basement. And then things are really picking up. The tour groups were all telling me they had real healthy groups of people going. I know that they've limited, because of the COVID, they're limited on groups now to 25 persons, and one will be the tour guide. So 24 people is a maximum on any tour. And some of them, they were having to do four groups, but for like the 8 o'clock tour is typically the most popular. So
right,
they were having
right.
to...
just as the sun's starting to set. And
yeah.
Not too dark, but it's not too hot anymore at that point. Because nobody wants to walk around earlier sweating to death, you know.
And then I think, in case anybody hasn't heard, Steve has been totally cleared. Now, I don't know where he is as far as exposing himself, you know. Like, so I don't know. Did you hear if they announced if the Guinness World goes in? Yeah, so I don't know if the exchange is open yet. I would definitely...
I thought Pam said she would be opening it this weekend,
but
I could be wrong.
I would definitely call before going up there and check out. I know they've got quite a bit of equipment, and then they also have some prototypes for some of the new stuff that's being released.
Yeah.
And the one item, I guess, that's going to probably have the most interest is the knockoff music box.
The new music box... Paratronics version
and
from Alan Whitmore.
He has an example of it. It looks well built. It's just slightly smaller than the original, but looks like it performs just as well.
The difference is the Paratronics version picks up the texture 360.
So it's got a wider scope.
As opposed to ours, which is
and I think they told me it's good for 12 feet. But the other big portion is it's significantly cheaper. The listing price is $189, from what I understand. And now, that said, Steve doesn't have them in stock. They're making orders, which
they have they have a single piece that they have for display.
Right.
And
I know a lot of people would rather have them where they can just walk up and buy them and walk away with it. So,
right.
Hopefully Steve can get some like that he can mark.
Patty Kaplan wants to know if you saw that Olivia de Havilland has passed away.
I did.
She said it was so weird because you had just mentioned her last week.
I know. She's, isn't that ironic? And I loved her pictures. I really did.
Holly said, Pam called her a few minutes ago. They are in the clear and Steve is doing awesome. So, welcome in, Jenny.
Yeah, well, if they're comfortable with it, I'm probably going to spend some time with them this weekend going over some stuff. So, see whichever works on either Saturday or Sunday.
Has your mom agreed to that meeting that you were talking about?
We're going to try to set something up with to go over and see, you know.
Right, okay. Okay, so that's being pushed forward, okay. So, did anybody else have anything interesting this past weekend? Mike, I know you had a Ghost Hunts USA event, and let us know how that went. And then, if not, then I'll go ahead and get into these few EVPs that Jim has pulled up. But I wanted to see if anybody else had anything extraordinary happened over the weekend. I know Holly and Cheryl were in town with us. Jerry Swope stopped by for a little while. Ernie Atwell and Jim Houston were there. Kelly Miller, the Maven Medium, was over with Joe Lee Nettles and the SOS Team Paranormal Camp. And some of Kelly's friends all stopped by to see the house. And I gave them the history on the house and where it had come from, and Thaddeus Stevens himself, and they kind of walked around and enjoyed. So, and we did go down, Jim, into that sub basement, that little crawl space, and and it is a solid stone foundation down there. So
okay. That
is still, from what the one guy was saying, most likely that was original to that house when it was put there. So he said he was actually expecting like timbers and stuff, and it was all stone. So, and of course we know that type of stone, high probability of storing and conducting energy, the kind that usually feeds into the paranormal. So, and that was the first time I had been down there as well. So, another thing we learned about the house, which I didn't know until this past weekend, was if you go to each corner of the house, this corner, and then the front, just each corner on each side, you'll see Roman numerals carved into the logs. And I found out that that was put there on purpose because when they moved the house from Chambersburg to Gettysburg, they had to do that so they knew when they rebuilt it which log went where. And so you can actually see the Roman numerals, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, so forth, as they go up. Which I thought was very, very cool. I'd never noticed that before. Then again, I never really stood at the corners of the building and paid that much attention either. So things went as far as for me, took a very historical turn. I actually sat and read the history book, but the notes on the history that the owners, John and Sarah, had put there. And like I said, there's some things like that that I was not aware of. So that was pretty cool. Trying to think who else. Linda Dix and Dixie Mystical Paranormal stopped over and investigated for a few hours. And they're what's that thing called? The Boo Bear?
Yeah.
I did not realize. Their Boo Bear did not stop the entire time we were there. It was very, very talkative. I don't know if that was because of any spirits in the house or if it was just malfunctioning or whatever, but it just constantly went. Now, I did see her turn it off and reset it at least twice to make sure that it wasn't stuck in some kind of talking cycle. But, no, that thing was just going and going and going.
Yeah.
So, we had a couple REM pod hits as well, didn't we, while they were there? That one REM pod was going off pretty significant.
Not much with the music box.
No music box activity at all. Trying to think.
And then unfortunately our GS2s both were down. We sent them in for repair.
Both of those are already off to Florida for repair again. It's unfortunately that's the thing in this field, is a lot of this equipment is fantastic and really assists people like me, us dense non-sensitives, in noticing activity when they work. But they're just so damn delicate at some point that you wonder almost if it's worth the money. I know Nikki had an issue where she had put a lot of her equipment in her car while she was at work at the Farnsworth house, and it just got so hot that some of her stuff is fried. It won't do anything, right?
She said
circuits are completely fried just from sitting there. So, that stuff is very, very sensitive. Yeah, we did have some good conversation while we were there, Cheryl. And Holly, thanks for bringing your granddaughter. I hope she enjoyed herself as well. But if nobody else has any stories, I guess we'll go ahead and get into some of these EVPs. So let's start with this one. And the title of this makes me wonder what in the hell is going on when they said this. we'll play it and see.
Okay.
They'll pull the silent treatment on us tonight.
Now, I definitely hear the Virgin Mary.
Right, right.
But what is he saying in the beginning?
First one, I said something about some try them puppies.
They'll pull the silent treatment on us tonight.
I hear fast little puppies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I heard fast little puppies. What the hell fast little puppies had to do with anything we were doing there, I have no idea. But I definitely heard Virgin Mary at the end. That was very clear.
Yeah, no, but you know, that was it. It was all eclectic. There really wasn't any concentrated theme or nothing.
No, they didn't want to stick to one topic. It was a sentence on this, a comment on that. And
yeah, it could have made anything, yeah.
All right, let's see the next one.
I like music.
I heard something about the exit. That or choose the exit? Choose an exit?
I like music. Equality. Do the name George Floyd mean anything to you?
See, now that's where I'm not going to. I can sort of make out George Floyd in that. That's where I was.
Centered about racial equality. Do the name George Floyd mean anything to you?
Could be a lot clearer. I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, I wouldn't swear to it, but I don't know.
And then we have this one.
Is the plight of Black Americans today better or worse than what you might have anticipated?
I live in this world. I live in this world.
something is working?
What I'm hearing makes absolutely no sense.
What do you think, firemen?
No. Ireland is working.
Ireland is. I heard that.
And that would make absolutely no sense for that question.
I know.
Ireland is working. Ireland is working.
Yes, no, I heard that too. I know.
Unless they're referring to the way things are in Ireland and saying that their system is working. That's the only thing I can think of.
I know,
but
I heard that too, and I'm like, wow, that just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what this is.
Played that before though,
because
I can't. Yeah,
it's. Do you remember where it was?
I
did. Why here as she wrote?
Why here as she wrote?
Why here as she wrote?
But I couldn't tell you where the hell that was.
Why here as she wrote? Now, here's the ones from the Farnsworth you got when you were over there with Rob and Nikki on Sunday.
Now, when I first heard this, I still can hear that. It's a Take Your Bibles. This was just on, this was without the phasm box. That's just an online EVP on the Olympus.
Now, I'm hearing either Take Your Vitamins or
Taken
Violence or something.
Take Your Vitamins. Take Your Vitamins.
See, there I can almost hear the Take Your Vitamins too.
Take Your Vitamins. Take Your Vitamins.
First time I heard them, I heard Take Your Bibles real clearly. Yeah.
That was me.
So see, Bob's going, that was me, and the noise, and then the guy said, that's he, that is he.
That was me.
Pretty clear Virgin Mary. I just don't know. I just don't know where the tie-in was.
Yeah. So I still have to even unpack and download the cameras.
And next week we're cool, but the week after, Dave's got to show me how to run things because he's on vacation. So hopefully I don't blow things up. And
I'll be quite unreachable in the mountains of Tennessee.
And we'll be promoting our two-hour guests coming up. We've got quite a few authors coming up. One of our guests just recently starting on a new Travel Channel show, Mr. Bowden. Yeah, Mr. Bowden. Got a Travel Channel show, Into the Unknown.
Okay, so if you watch the Travel Channel, look for the new show coming soon.
I think it debuted just this past Monday.
Okay, called Into the Unknown.
Yeah, they take, like one of them, I think, upcoming next week, it's about a super volcano that's here in the States. And obviously,
underneath Yellowstone?
I think it is. And then obviously, when those things go, that's the end of the U.S. So that's probably next year's disaster.
That's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's our Christmas gift. Super volcano destroys us all.
The way everything's going.
But it'll kill the COVID, right?
Yeah.
So.
Cheryl thought she heard Biden is working.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, Patty Hood, where is the hate group? Yeah.
So, do we have one for the 1 hour show before my vacation, or are we strictly reserving guests for the 2 hour show?
I've just been putting them in the 2 hour box. I could get a guest for the 1 hour.
Okay, so then next week we have.
That's the next week is the 2 hour. No, it's not. I got to pull the schedule. I'm not sure who all I have for the 2 hours. You know what? Next week might be Sheep.
Okay.
I'll have to get my somewhat buried in all of this is my skin.
Well, I thought I'd put it right on top.
Here we go.
Done.
These are them.
Okay.
So that's September. Yeah, see, Brian Bowden.
Brian Bowden, okay.
And then Steve Stockton. Where is August?
Written there on the back.
Oh, hold on here. Here we go.
Okay. So yeah, Sheeton is the one right before I go.
Yes. Sheeton.
Okay.
And then we do the 1 hour, and then the Haley's friend.
Okay.
Is the guest.
Okay. So 2 weeks from next week is the two-hour show on the Live Paranormal page with author, editor, investigator,
journalist
extraordinaire Sheeton Noir.
And she has her own show now with
Live Paranormal.
And if you remember from last, she's big into cryptozoology. She's done a lot of research into the creatures in the Great Lakes. She talked at length the differences in Dog Man and
versus Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, that'll be a fast 2 hours. So
yeah, because the 1 hour went by in no time.
If you have interest along those avenues, she sort of. Plus, she's quite a well into spirits and ghosts and everything there too. And then the next 2 hour format will be on the 20th of August. And that is a Kendrick Gibbs, who's a friend of Haley's, and that'll be on the metaphysical and gems, minerals, and that. So
right.
That's always seems to be a popular subject.
Yeah, we usually get a good turnout for the metaphysics show that we try to incorporate with the paranormal because, as most of you know, that stuff really can help play a part in grounding, protection, revival after the fact, things like that. So,
And then September will be our author guest, Brian Bowden, who's, you know, like I said, new to the Travel Channel. And then Steve Stockton, who was recently a guest on Coast to Coast.
Yeah. And we've actually have calls into a couple people that
yes.
have not replied yet.
Yes.
One of which is someone that I'm very familiar with from his work and that I would love to talk to, Dr. Barry Taff.
Yes. A matter of fact, we got to talk to Rob. Rob's got it in, too.
Okay. Most of the people who are newer to the field would recognize Dr. Taff from the Demon House documentary about the house in Chicago that Zach Bagans bought, investigated, and promptly had torn to the ground, bulldozed to the ground. But people my age and older will remember him from things such as the case in was it San Pedro, California, with the woman who the camera guy was up in the attic and something came down and tried to hang him.
Yeah.
As well as the Entity, which they actually made a movie out of, starring Barbara Hershey. So I remember him from way back then, and I think he'll be a fascinating interview. So we're going to talk to Rob over at Live Paranormal, who seems to have an in with him, and see if we can't get him on the show. Is his health any better? I do not know. I'd have to look that up. Last I heard, he was okay. I mean, I know he was in the hospital for a bit, but last I heard, he was out and okay, unless something's changed since then. But if at all possible, I would love to get him back in. Me personally, being the tech guy, I would love to be able to get Josh Bender from Deadlight on the show and let him talk about his product, how it all started, where it came from, what gave him the ideas, where he gets his inspiration from, that type of thing. Trying to think who else there was one other person that we were both trying to get to. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, and then we've got to talk to Lori and get her rescheduled.
We've
got to
get Lori Johnson back on the show.
Yeah, because we've got a continuance list from that show.
Yeah, that we do. I personally would like to talk to Katrina Weidman. And I would like to get Twisted Paranormal Society back on. They started their new venture with these Haunted Nights investigations, and we missed them over the weekend. They weren't able to make it in town with the bash canceled. So, but I know Brandon is doing his thing with the media. Just a lot of gifted people in the field. One avenue or another, whether it's design and construction of these devices or the media side of it, you know, the editing and all the stuff that goes into making either a YouTube video or an episodic YouTube show or anything like that. Steve Hummel and his guys that do all that, it's just crazy. Honestly, I don't know where they get the time because I sure as hell don't have enough of it, and I'm just doing stuff for a website. So I know we handed out a bunch of cards over the weekend to Kelly Miller's friends, so hopefully they'll check everything out. Nick Roth is doing something now called G-Crew, and let me pull it up so I can get the exact info for you. Let's see. G-Crew gives unique access on the other side with Nick Roth, Chad Lindberg, Johnny Hauser, and Josh Hurd. Special guests announced every month, interesting topics and crazy conversations. Go beyond where others stop and discover new insight never heard before. Explore broad topics such as paranormal, fitness, relationships, wellness, bizarre world, music, interesting people, romance, crazy minds, theories, cultures, etc. Be a part of the journey. Let's take a walk on the wild side. And this is, I guess you've got to join as a Patreon follower member to receive that podcast. So, yeah, like I said, it's Chad Lindbergh, Nick Roth, Josh Hurd, and Johnny Hauser. So that's what he's been up to. Unfortunately for Nick, it seems that good guys do finish last, and every time he gets a series going and it starts getting positive reviews, he gets blackballed for some reason or another, probably because he refuses to fake something would be my guess. And, you know, off with the show, so they say. I have not heard the show itself. You know, welcome in, Debbie. You know, I don't have money to spend on Patreon to listen to someone's podcast. I just don't, you know. So now I'm guessing, as it's a podcast, it'll probably get uploaded at some point to either iTunes or something like that. And I can probably catch it there if I wanted to. But, you know, again, time and money, man. And Jim and I don't have enough of either, to be honest with you. So what's our next scheduled thing?
I don't know that we have anything directly scheduled. I might be doing Halderman end of August. Yeah, I don't know if you were interested in that or not. But I don't think we have...
I don't think we have anything on the schedule.
We don't. We really don't. Well, there's still so much up in the air with the COVID. I mean,
yeah.
What's open, what's available. I mean, we have a lot of locations where the owners still are not opening things up. We're not going in. If we're with our own small group, we'll work within number limitations, but we just can't go in these hot houses with masks and crap.
I can't do that either.
I don't want to put anybody at risk, and if anybody working with this would feel, you know, that's cool, but I just can't go in a hot house and work with a mask and not be thinking of the mask and not really paying attention to what's going on in the house.
Right.
So, for me, I'd rather not go than to go, you know.
Well, now I know Daniel has now got air conditioning units in the windows. The new windows are in. He's got AC units up at that house, so.
I don't know how to see.
Just saying. I mean, obviously, we can't go again with just two of us. It's just too powerful there for two of us.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll see how that works. Welcome in, Simon from Scotland. Patty said COVID is very low in her county. Come visit, and she'll keep us safe.
That's one thing, I guess, maybe.
Trans-Allegheny is
right
there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we could probably work in. She's dying to get out. She's going,
I know.
You know. And then, Patty, I'm with you with the limitations, so you and I can, you know, we can limit our thing to a couple buildings. And everybody else can get butchered everywhere else.
I guess, I mean, we could always check and see. Now, Patty, I'm not sure, do you have an inn at Trans-Allegheny?
I don't think she does. She just...
Or are you just close to it? You know, I don't know what the... what the deal is there. Private ghost hunts are for 8 hours, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Costs is $150 per person, minimum of 10 people.
Is that...
That's Trans-Allegheny. So, $150 per person, minimum 10 people.
I think Ron said he might have in there.
It was Doug, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think Doug Baker might have an in for us. there. You could get a... Debbie says, go back to Hinsdale. I will go. Doug Baker might be able to get us in there. You know, we heard a lot of interesting stuff over the weekend from Jack Kenna, who stopped by the house. Jack Kenna and Carly Hall, which we had a great time sitting and talking with those two. Jim and actually never met them,
right,
which is odd. But
fascinating.
Great conversation. We sat in the parlor and talked, and both Jack and Carly were picking up on energies at the house. He was telling us how crazy it was up at Lizzie Borden's bed and breakfast. So they reenact the crime during the tours. And at one point, they were running a recorder during a reenactment and got just as the reenactor was in the process of killing the stepmother, they got die bitch or something like that.
Yeah.
So Simon says, COVID is almost gone in Scotland. No new cases in a fortnight. Thankfully, a ton of restrictions still apply and face mask mandatory.
Well, that Brian Bowden, who's going to be our guest, he just posted that Hawaii's under a warning. A volcano on the Big Island is ramping up activity. Eruption possible next 5 to 7 days.
Probably Kilauea.
I don't know. A lot of people think we're in the end days. I don't know.
Patty says there's also supposedly a very haunted railroad trestle near her. So, you know... Now, the one thing we still have to do once all this clears up is get out to Janet, see Janet.
Well, she's right now, she's still...
Oh, she's terrified,
she's
absolutely.
Still too.
Yeah. But once this all clears up, of course...
Yeah, I think that's going to be a next year thing.
I'm predicting it'll clear up somewhere around the 4th of November, but I could be wrong.
I do like that.
Yeah.
That's sort of nice.
So, so once again, coming towards the end of the show, we played a few clips for you guys. Hopefully you could hear them well enough and make up your own mind what you thought they said. Because, again, that's the beauty of ITC. What I hear is different than what Jim could hear, and that's probably different than what all you guys hear. And next week is the two-hour show where we will have... author, editor, journalist, investigator, researcher, historian, cryptozoologist, Sheetan Noir on, talk about all things beyond the realms of the normal, quote unquote, the normal. And then the week after that, Jim will be flying solo for the 1 hour show because I'll be at a swim up bar in Tennessee. Maybe, if I don't have a headache, like I almost always do now. Just a quick aside. I have been put on a new medication for my headaches. I take them once a day for a week, and then I ramp up to twice a day. And after a couple weeks, hopefully, I should have enough of the drug in my system that the levels will even out, and it should limit the times I actually have headaches. We'll see how my body chemistry works with it. And on another note, my blood pressure has been running dangerously high as of late. Just before the show, I actually measured my blood pressure at 163/109. Which is dangerously high. I got another week of monitoring it, and if the numbers stay the same as they've been the past week, then most likely I will have to go on to a medication to regulate my blood pressure as well. It's not something I didn't see coming. Both my parents on it. I think I could be wrong, but I think my older brother's on blood pressure meds as well. So it kind of runs in the family. It's a family tradition of blood pressure being jacked up for whatever reason. So I'll keep you guys posted for that. Rebecca Johnson Sproat says she just found a new tool for her kits, motion-activated LED bulbs. Using one in my outdoor enclosed porch, combined with my dog alerting to motion out there.
Huh.
So, yeah, Simon, I've been having migraines for years. They put me on the Imitrex. What that was supposed to do was stop them once I got them. But sometimes not even they work. And I have to go in and get IV meds injected. But one time was so bad, I thought I was having a stroke. As a matter of fact, it was bash year because we were coming back. We were at the Thaddeus Stevens. And I had to leave early, and coming back home from there, I thought I was having a stroke from one. But, yeah, I'm definitely climbing that age ladder now. So, you know, these things are going to happen. As long as I can get it under control and keep myself safe as much as possible, you know, hopefully it doesn't limit what I can do, either going back to work or investigative-wise. But if it does, then it does, and we'll just have to play it by ear and go with what works. So I appreciate everybody's concern. And that's it for this week. Everybody stay safe. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you next week with a two-hour show. Again, that's on the Live Paranormal Facebook page, Doorway to the Dead, where we'll be joined once again by Sheet No War. Everybody, have a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in.
I meant to tell you, I don't know if you caught that the other day. They said that this year Notre Dame is playing on.